and welcome to The Bus Stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association, and I am Kurt Mackison, Executive Director of NSTA. And today's NSTA News Minute, we're going to tell you about the School Bus Driver International Safety Competition, which will be held this summer, July 18th and 19th at beautiful Niagara Falls. Now, this is the 50th anniversary of the safety competition, so you won't want to miss it. If you need any details on this, and registration information will be forthcoming, as well as sponsorship opportunities. But you can always call the NSTA headquarters at 703-684-3200 and ask for membership. Today at the bus stop, we're so pleased to have Pastor Al Reeves. He's the school safety liaison for the Harford County Public Schools, and that's in Maryland. So welcome to the bus stop, Pastor Reeves.
Thank you very much for having me, Kurt. I'm excited for the opportunity.
Well, it's our great pleasure to have you at the bus stop. Why don't you tell the folks a little bit, to start off, a little bit about your background?
Okay. Well, I tell you, let's start from the beginning. So, graduate from Howard University and master's from Georgetown. Got my master's in divinity. And I was dealing with or directly involved with being associate pastor at that time. Then I became full-time pastor of a church called the Carpenter's House here in Maryland. From that point, I got involved in doing some mentoring work in the school system, which later on really turned into full-time ministry. I've since retired from the Carpenter's House, but I am full-time employed in Harford County Public Schools. Starting off there as director of mentoring for Boys to Men, a mentoring program here in the county that mentored boys from middle school, from the grades of 6 to 8, and then we expanded it into elementary school as well. The boys were labeled at risk, but you and I both know, Kurt, at risk means anybody in this time in our society. So kids that are struggling academically, struggling with behavior. A lot of those young men I put in my program. And I will say this now, we have in this program this year, we have over 800 boys in the program this year, and we've graduated over 5,000.
So in what, you know, time frame, because those are really stark numbers. What time frame are we talking about in terms of developing this?
Well, the time frame really, my mentoring program, our idea was to do the mentoring program during the school day. So our mentoring program begins from the bell. We meet with boys throughout the day in a number of different schools that are middle schools in this county. The main two middle schools that we work with are Edgewood Middle School and Magnolia Middle School. One's in Joppa Town, the other's in Edgewood. That population is diverse in its background. We deal with a lot of kids of color in those areas, not just African-American, but Hispanic as well, and Asian as well. So that program goes all day long. And then we have a component that happens after school where we do sports. I come from a background in Pennsylvania where they had middle school sports. Here in Harford County, they do not as of this date. And so what we have given is middle school sports. We do football, basketball, baseball. We do soccer with the boys in the program. But we mandate that they have to have good grades and also good behavior to go along with that to participate. So the grade average is C and above, and the behavior has to be no referrals either on the bus or in the school system or outside activities getting involved in anything that's gang related or things of that nature. We try to steer them clear from that as well. So that ties all in. With that, we give them free sports. We have transportation provided by our school busing system that buses our kids to different games. And it's turned out to be just a great venture.
Yeah, and I guess that was my point, is that mentoring is not just a function of the school day. It really is, you know, more than that, and really to do it effectively, you can never honestly take a break from it. It has to be a continuous thing.
Absolutely, absolutely, because the kids that I'm working with, and most of the kids are like this, when you make a promise to a child, then that child expects that promise to be met. And when you don't do that, it causes problems. So what we do is we're always infusing things into them all day long, and then also after school, which keeps them aware of us, and it keeps them on their toes as to what is the expectation, what is the standard. And that seems to be the driving force behind what has really made Boys to Men probably the top mentoring program in the state of Maryland.
Yeah, and it's also interesting that, you know, you talked about the school transportation system lending a hand to the program. And primarily our listeners are going to be school bus transportation folks. Where do you think school transportation can provide assistance in some of the things that you do?
Oh, well, I'm going to say this. Without transportation, our program could not be successful. There is no way we could get that number of boys to different games after school. It just wouldn't happen. There's no way. Most of the parents that we deal with don't have transportation, so they wouldn't be able to get their kids to and fro. So what the bus system does for us is massive. There is no way we could even do our summer work program. We have a summer work program that runs for 6 weeks where we hire boys 14 and older to work throughout the county doing different public service works all throughout the county that don't get done by the county government. And so without transportation, we wouldn't be able to get those boys to those programs, to those job sites. So I'll say this, if we lost transportation, our program would cease to exist.
That's some powerful words, my friend. Now, recently you transitioned into a new role.
That's correct.
I guess with the district. So tell us about
correct.
That.
Well, I am now head of safety and security liaison for the Joppatowne school area, the Magnolia Middle School where I'm at. So what I'm doing now is really bridging some gaps, if you will. It's bridging some gaps to what's going on in the community and what happens in the school. But a lot of times, Kurt, I'm going to say this, a lot of my work is done with transportation. And here's my philosophy. The school day begins when that student walks out of their house, goes to the bus stop, and puts their first foot on the bus. That's when the school day has now started. It does not end until that child takes their last foot off the bus and heads back to their home. And that mindset is critical. I have worked with transportation here to bridge gaps, to let drivers and contractors know what exactly is happening with the students that are riding their bus, what's happening in their homes, what's happening during the school day, so that our drivers are aware of everything that's going on. And I say our drivers because I feel like that's a relationship that makes my job easy. Without the drivers being on board and the contractors knowing the ins and outs that's going on with all the kids that are riding their numerous various buses, there is no way we can be successful in the school building. So I really work to bridge that gap, to make sure those drivers know individually what's going on. And I do this in a number of ways, if I can say this, Kurt. I start off the day in the morning, I'm out on the bus stop. And when I'm out on the bus stop in the morning, the buses are coming in, I check with each driver. What happened on the bus this morning? What did you see? What went on? Did you see something before the kids even got on the bus? And then I relay that information to the administration in the building. At the end of the day, I do the same process in reverse. I take what the administration has done with the child and then go back to that bus and that driver and explain to them what's going on. If it's severe enough, I make a personal call to the contractor and let the contractor know so that the contractor is aware that maybe they might need to put an extra person on the bus because this young person had a really extremely bad day and they're going to get on that bus angry and upset. If we could do this across the board, Kurt, I'm telling you, it would make the entire school day. And remember what I say, from the moment the child steps on the bus to the moment the child steps off the bus in the afternoon, it would make the entire school day a working community.
Yeah, you're so right about that. And the bus drivers actually being the eyes and ears of what's going on, which then definitely leads us to the next part of the conversation. So a couple of weeks back, you and I saw each other at the American School Bus Council Love the Bus program in Orange County, Florida. Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about that program and what it means to you?
I tell you what, first of all, the weather was beautiful. So
you got that right.
Yeah, as I'm sitting today in 20 degree temperatures in Maryland. I tell you what, the outpouring from that program was tremendous. And let me say this, not only from the contractors and the drivers, but also the attendees, the monitors that also ride that bus, who serve a vital role in everything that happens within the busing transportation community. But my passion grew there because I saw what they were doing down there and how their company is run. The contractors run the companies down there the way that Bus Depot was run. I mean, Kurt, you were there. You could eat off the floor in that place.
You're not kidding about that.
Oh man, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. And I took that information back here to Maryland, and all the drivers here said, "Can we transfer to Florida?" So, but I want to tell you this: the passion is this. We have to love our drivers. We have to love our contractors, because they are giving a vital, critical service. Without transportation, there is no school. It doesn't happen. If the kids can't get here, then there's no point in teachers being in the building. There's no point in there being a building. So the job that they do before and after school is critical. And that's why I'm so passionate about it. I'm so passionate because they are the beginning and the ending of our day. And without them and the focus of them, it really makes our job non-valid. I've got drivers, and I heard from drivers down in Florida who go out and buy their kids books and supplies, coats and hats. Who does that kind of stuff, Kurt? Nobody. I mean, that's hard stuff. And our drivers don't make a lot of money to do those things, yet they do it. They oftentimes love our kids more than we love our kids. And so I'm passionate about what they do. I speak for them on every chance I can get, because they are critical to the school day. Without them, school does not happen.
Yeah, and you bring up a great point too. There are so many moving parts with respect to student transportation, and it's not just that we have to show love for the drivers, but also you mentioned the monitors. But there's also dispatchers, mechanics, other administration that goes into this.
Absolutely, Kurt. You're dead on. Everybody works together as a cohesive unit to make sure, number one, that child arrives safely and completely to school so that they can receive an education, so they can learn and grow and develop and become great members of our society. Well, this is the mode of our transportation. That's what we do. The busing system, the entire system, the gentleman who works on the brakes, who works on the engine, when buses break down, contractors who run another bus out there immediately to make sure that child is picked up and got to their place of home or to their place of school. That goes without saying to be, it's one of the most vital parts of the educational process. And it needs to be really looked at and reevaluated all the time, because I don't know about you, but when you're driving a bus, and I've rode on them, the bus driver is up there driving the bus and they got 40 or 50 kids behind them who may or may not have had a good day. And they've got to be a sociologist, a psychologist, and a bus driver at the same time. And they do it. And oftentimes they do it without any fanfare, just because they love the kids that they serve.
So true. And I'll tell you an interesting story. So we went back and forth from Rock Springs Elementary School on a yellow bus. And it was, I guess, kind of an interesting thing, because in that bus you had, you know, all the school transportation professionals. So the driver was, I guess, under the guns, so to speak, about making sure that, you know, we did everything correctly on the trip there and back, because we had a lot of, you know, folks who were well versed in the ins and outs of operating that bus.
Absolutely. And you know what? Think about that, Kurt. You know, some of these drivers are getting up at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. They're going out. They're warming the bus up. The mechanics are there early in the morning, making sure the contractors, the monitors are making sure the bus is warm and completely safe for our children to get on. I mean, it goes without saying, and I understand that it's a profession, it's a job, and people are being paid to do this, but it's a job that's driven by the heart. And that's why it's Love the Bus. It's driven by the heart.
Yeah, and it's great. You exude such a passion for this. We're running out of time. If folks want to connect with you, Pastor Reeves, where can they find you?
Absolutely. They can reach me at Alfred, Alfred.Reeves@HCPS, Harford County Public Schools, .org. That's Alfred.Reeves@HCPS.org. Or they can reach me at ReevesAlfred@AOL.com. If they need to get me, they'll find me. Either way, Kurt, you can get a hold of me.
Yeah, and you can find you on LinkedIn as well. So
absolutely. I'm on LinkedIn as well. You can reach out on LinkedIn. That is true as well. You know what? I'm looking forward to more Love the Bus. I'm looking forward to meeting some more of the great people across the country. I learn so many things when I go and do it. And there's so many things that are out there that are new, that people are pushing the envelope on. And that's the information we love to share and bring back and incorporate into what we're doing here in Harford County, and I'm sure across the country. So I just want to say to the drivers, Nelson Mandela made this one great point, and the point was that society is known by the way it takes care of our children. Well, I believe a society is known by the way it's also known by the people who take care of our children. So I hope and pray that our drivers are doing well, and I wish them God's blessings and Godspeed.
Well, thank you so much for your support and passion. Our guest at the bus stop today has been Pastor Al Reeves, School Safety Liaison, Harford County Public Schools in Maryland. Pastor Reeves, thanks so much for joining us at the bus stop.
All right. Thank you very much, and I appreciate it. You have a blessed one.